I really do think that all of us could do with loving ourselves a bit more. It is such a competitive world that we live in. And it isn't always as easy to feel as good about ourselves as we could. And if we start feeling negatively about ourselves, then it can be hard to love ourselves in the ways that are important to do so. Because self-love is very important, because it motivates much of our positive behaviour that we can have in our lives, while reducing those harmful behaviours and negative habits we could get into without it. It empowers us to take risks, to strive to be that best version of ourselves, and also to say no to the things that don't work for us, as we are there as our own protector of ourselves. It's a key component of building self-compassion. The more we learn to love ourselves, the better we can be with ourselves. Self-love can help us take care of ourselves, lower our stress levels, and help us strive for success, which is all super important and helps us to live a happier, healthier, more positive life. As we increase our self-love, it can push us to take care of our own needs instead of being left at the back of all our decisions and choices. With more self-love, you'll be able to take care of yourself in so many different ways. You learn to give to yourself, and in doing so, you develop into the person that you've always been striving to be. You don't need to feel bad about looking after yourself at all. It's not being selfish. It's just about putting yourself in the equation and finding that better balance in life. You'll celebrate the beauty and freedom of being true to yourself. You'll gain a solidified sense of who you truly are, which will be completely amazing for you. But also, it will help you to have more fulfilled relationships as well. Self-love is so important for our health and happiness. When we truly love and value ourselves, we are opening ourselves up to so many amazing things in life. We also allow ourselves to love everyone else better at the same time too. And here are 15 things that you could try to do that might help with your self-love. Always remember that you're worth it. Develop new hobbies that you might love doing, and you're only going to know if that's the case once you've tried them. Explore new places. Even in your local area, there might be places you just don't even know are there that could be really enjoyable for you. Hang out with friends and family and be really present and in the moment. Keep a positive journal. Take the time for you to watch the sunrise or the sunset. Watch funny comedy movies. Get a massage, a facial, or a relaxing treatment. Laugh as often as you can. Move outside your comfort zone and just try new things. Tell the people you love that you love them. Take long walks or bike rides. Gaze at the stars. Forgive and move on from the negative past events in your life. And just set some clear boundaries between work and home life. Now, these are just a few examples, but I'm sure it's hopefully triggered you to think about some other things that would really help in your development of self-love. But always remember that it isn't always about just doing new things. It is often key to letting go of those toxic habits and behaviour patterns that have been limiting your self-love levels. And there are also these things that would be really great to help you release and let go of, so that your personal development of that deeper self-love have that pure capacity to grow. You could stop that habit of never feeling good enough. Stop saying negative things to yourself. Stop comparing yourself with others. Stop trying to make everyone happy except yourself. And maybe give up the guilt. Self-love and self-care, self-compassion, it may all sound selfish and indulgent, but it's essential to your mental health and well-being. It doesn't mean you have to always prioritise your needs over everyone else's. If anything, having a good relationship with yourself is a selfless act, because how you treat others is often a reflection of how you treat yourself. Having a great relationship with yourself is also the first step towards building your self-esteem. Because if you're always looking for external forces to affirm your sense of self-worth, chances are you'll probably be disappointed. Instead, the reassurance could come from deep within you, with your own self-love. Finally, there may be other things that have been held on to from the past that are still having a negative impact on how you feel. Memories from the past when you felt inadequate. Shame about something you did that you've never been able to forgive yourself for. Anger about what negatively happened in your life that you can't seem to let go of. The drive to keep proving yourself to others, and feelings of rejection and loneliness can also impact our ability to self-love. Now it's time to challenge yourself to heal from the past and allow self-love to grow. On the apps in the therapy section, there's quite a few different sessions which would be great. You've got the letting go, which is brilliant, but also you could use the EMDR sessions, and they're great for helping you process those events from the past. So don't stay stuck, make some changes today and embrace bringing more self-love into your life.